There are many people whom are legit when they claim desperate spouse or mate crisis. However, there are also many whom claim desperate spouse or mate because they become a victim and or victimized by his or her own deceit, lies, as well as by his or her own hidden and exposed agendas, and they want to make it look as though it is all of the other spouses or mates' fault instead of he or she accepting responsibility for the fact or facts that he or she actually, one, married and or went steady with their spouse or mate for the wrong reasons while also knowing full well that he or she never really loved their spouse or mate to begin with, and it all came back and bit he or she in their behind. In other words, the chickens have came home to roost. Two, he or she married and or went steady with their spouse or mate while knowing full well that their spouse or mate didn't or doesn't really love him or her, but he or she thought that their spouse or mate would eventually change and love them. In other words, he or she became a victim of their own ignorance, and two, as I've said previously, the chickens have came home to roost. Let me say this before I go on. When ignorance as well as confusion and untruths are bred into any society, institution, setting, or situation, that society, institution, setting, or situation will eventually destroy itself. Marriage and relationships are no exception to this rule. For example, how would you feel or react if you went steady with and or married your mate or spouse, being really in love with him or her on a moral, legitimate basis, and then somewhere down the line in your marriage or relationship, you find out and or discover that all that you are to your spouse or mate is either A,